This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ravens released a statement around 5 o'clock yesterday announcing they were releasing kicker Justin Tucker. Let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline now, where we're joined by a man who covered Justin Tucker's entire career with the Baltimore Ravens, first with the Baltimore Sun, now with the Athletic. It's Jeff Zrebeck. And Jeff, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the statement, Jeff. What'd you think of the timing? What'd you think of the statement?
You know, I think everybody, ever since, you know, the banner first had the story about the allegations, I think everyone expected it to end this way. It was just always a matter of, you know, when would the Ravens make the move and how would they do it? And, you know, I guess in one sense, the timing was a little bit surprising, given that they had said that they were going to wait on the results of the investigation. But listening to John Harbaugh on Sunday, you know, call it a football decision and acknowledge, you know, the potential awkwardness of having, you know, the two guys in the building at the same time and bring up stuff like salary cap space and all that, I think you knew it was coming probably quicker than we had thought. And, you know, for it to happen the next, 24 hours later, or, you know, I think was a little bit surprising, but, it was going to happen, and it was just a matter of when they did it. As for the statement, you know, I thought it would be more brief. I thought it would probably be two sentences instead of four or five, and just basically thank Justin for his time, but say they're moving on. So that was a little, I don't know, extolling his virtues or just, it was a little more complimentary than I thought they'd be. Normally they stay pretty close to the vest and just announce the news, get in and get out. And they certainly didn't do that on there, which is, you know, obviously resulting in some criticism.
I want to delve a little deeper on that potential dynamic between the Looper and Tucker. And you wrote about it as part of your coverage on his release in The Athletic. Like, I had sort of this eureka moment right after, like a day after he was drafted, in the shower. Like,
nice.
Yeah, because I think in the shower.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, this guy still thinks he kind of walks on water a little bit. He put out these very defiant statements about this whole thing. I told these two, he's going to be in the building. They told me I was crazy. I'm like, no, he's going to go in the building. And that would be a really weird environment. If you really do believe in this young man, the Looper, and you want to give him a chance to succeed, like, Tucker's got a relationship with this long snapper. Tucker's got a relationship with everybody, you know, all the coaches. Like, it'd be pretty easy for Tucker to strut his stuff and make it really difficult for this kid, because we know Tucker's trying to keep his paycheck, so he's going to play every mind game he could play. It sounds like, from reading your piece, that you're kind of with me on that.
Yeah, I absolutely think that was a factor, and not a factor I thought a ton about until they drafted the kid.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know, Justin Tucker is fighting for his career.
Yeah.
And, you know, if were you really going to bring a kid in there and call it a legitimate competition? And, you know, did the kid have any shot about beating Justin Tucker in a motivated Justin Tucker in a legitimate competition? Who knows? But I would say that would probably be unlikely, especially with Justin. I mean, and this kid Tyler Loop's going to be learning. He's learning a new holder. He's learning a new snapper. Everything. This is different. I imagine Randy Brown will work with his mechanics a little bit, which is what they did with Tucker when he was a rookie. So, you know, this isn't going to be perfect. And then you got this guy in this building with this huge profile. And I'm not taking a shot at Justin by any stretch, but he is a larger, you know, this guy is one of the, a future Ring of Honor guy. Obviously this complicates stuff, but you know, this guy is regarded as the best kicker in NFL history, or at least one of, and you know, is that really the best way to develop Tyler Loop with him still in the building and still in the conversation? And ultimately, I think they agree that this was just not going to work. You need to put all your resources into helping develop Tyler Loop and getting him ready for the start of the season. And as long as Justin Tucker was around, that was going to be impossible.
Jeff, I thought you did a great job with your piece on The Athletic. Just the complicated legacy that Tucker leaves behind. And you touched on the larger-than-life kind of personality and doing opera and kickers. They're just kind of in the shadow of things where he was in the forefront and so many people were wearing his jerseys and he's, you know, all signing every autograph that you can. And then this happens and you release him. I guess, what is this lasting legacy? And do you think that this could keep him out of the Ring of Honor?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think we all in Baltimore understand and we know how hugely popular he is, and we see the local commercials and we hear the cheers at mini camp and at the training camp when he would run out on the field, and the only one who gets cheered louder is Lamar Jackson. Yeah. And I think we understand that, but I don't know nationally they understand the relationship Tucker had with fans here and with the city. I mean, he was in the city all the time. His kid goes to school here. He'd go to Oriole games. I mean, I don't think people on a national scale understand that, and that's sort of what I tried to get across. This is, you know, this is not just a kicker. There's no such thing as a kicker in Baltimore since he has been here. And I remember a couple years back, my family back at home in Jersey, they've season the start. You know, I feel sorry for them, but they've season tickets to the New York Giants games, and I met up with them for a bit in pregame, and my brother said to me, he's just like, I've never seen so many kicker jerseys in my life. And it's true. I mean, you see Justin Tucker jerseys when there's Ravens fans gatherings, you see a lot of them. And so, yeah, he was a hugely popular player, and we'll see about his legacy. Time has a way of we've seen with Ray Rice a little and how much he's been welcomed back. I'm not comparing the two issues by any stretch. We'll see what happens with the NFL and investigation, what more comes with it. I think eventually he'll get in the Ring of Honor, as if we're talking just about performance, as his performance deserves. But I don't know. I think it may take a little while for everything to sort of calm down and to see what the investigation yields and all that. And you know, I think you go from there. But it probably will be a while before his, accomplishments are celebrated.
Talking with Jeff Schreiber, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jeff, you have a unique perspective. You covered his entire career. Have you thought about, the beginning? Your first year was the Cundiff year where he misses the kick in New England. And so the next year, Tucker is an undrafted kid who comes in to compete with Cundiff. Like, looking back now and the whole thing, have you had a chance to think about all that with all this going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, I don't think people realize Justin Tucker wasn't even a undrafted free agent. He was a tryout guy. Like, he was there on a tryout basis. And, you know, back in the day at Ravens, we had locker room access for rookie minicamp. And I remember it was a big story with Billy Cundiff and, you know, coming off that miss and would the Ravens bring in competition. So even a tryout kicker who went to obviously a well-established football, a blue blood football program, him being there was a big deal. So we talked to him and I was like, wow, this kid is pretty confident. You know, he saw the big tattoo stretch across his back. He was very comfortable talking to us. He did not seem fazed at all in an NFL locker room. But, yeah, from a performance perspective, you couldn't have predicted, what's to come next. I mean, he, for a long time, he was the, you know, of all the jobs in NFL and the roles people play, you could make a good case there was a number of years there who nobody did their job better than Justin Tucker did his. And, you know, you couldn't imagine what he would become as a kicker. And, you know, all that just makes the situation even sadder. Obviously, you know, you don't want to diminish the, you know, the accusations, which are, you know, gross and embarrassing and all that, and the alleged victims here. But, yeah, it's just a sad situation that this is what's kind of it's come down to for him.
Excuse me. I know that there's not much to be made of a rookie camp, and especially for a team that's roster is this set. But did anything catch your eye from what how these kids looked? And I don't mean on the field, but just, you know, you get these, you set eyes on them, you see how big or not so big some of them are. Anything they said, any impression?
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Impressions from that weekend?
Yeah, I think the, you know, you want to be able to, even if you didn't know who they are and you didn't know the numbers, you want to be able to look on the field and say, okay, those are their early picks. You can tell how they move around. You can tell how they look in pads. You can tell how they carry themselves. I just remember the year Kyle Hamilton's rookie minicamp, and we were watching him move around and just how, you know, how easy it looked for him, what a fluid mover he is, and how he didn't look confused or overwhelmed at all in his first practice. And that's kind of the sense you got with Starks and Green. You know, we had a kind of a difficult vantage point to, you know, the field, and obviously the stuff was very vanilla they were doing, but man, Green was playing hard. He was chasing down run plays 15 yards down the field. He was getting after it. You could tell why so many people like him as an athlete, and not just as a pure pass rusher, a guy that who can set the edge and do a number of things. And, you know, Starks is just going to be – he's going to be ready to hit the ground running right away. You could just tell how he moves and how he carries himself that none of this is very big for him. This is just another step in his career. So, you know, guys looking the part, I think that probably was my biggest takeaway with the early round guys.
Jeff, before we let you go, I think it's only fair we ask you about the Mike Green draft pick in light of everything that was going on with Justin Tucker, because I feel like those two things have to be connected.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I think there's this debate about, you know, football reasons for Justin. And obviously, I think the Ravens said what they have to say. You know, could they have said in fewer words? Sure. But, you know, you check a box when you make one of these moves, right? When you cut somebody, terminate a contract, you check a box on the contract for the reason you did it. And, you know, I don't know the exact wording, but the choices are usually salary cap and injury and character
skill.
Skill. That's the other one. So if you're checking character for Justin Tucker and these investigation gets cleared, he gets cleared of this, you have a grievance coming right on your doorstep. So obviously you want to push this as a football decision. But we also know to say it has nothing to do with it is ridiculous. And I think everyone knows that. Regardless, they have to say what they have to say. But you think about it and you're like, if this was strictly a character, an off the field incident, reason, why did they just draft Mike Green? Right. So that sort of is adds to it and just the timing of it. And, they said they did their homework on Mike Green. I think even with the Tucker stuff now, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny, a lot of attention on that, a lot of digging into what happened and some of the allegations. So, you know, you have to think they understand the severity of it, and they need to be right here, that they did a thorough investigation and they trust the kid and they trust the background and all that. So, these questions are not going away, even though Justin Tucker will no longer be in the building.
Jeff Zrebeck covers the Ravens for The Athletic. I thought your piece on Tucker was good. Not your worst, not your best. I thought it was good, Jeff. It was good.
GG's a tough grader.
It was good. Yeah.
Well, as you know, I strive for average. You know, I was always a C-plus student, and, you know, which – still probably exceeds your level of production on a daily basis, which I strive for.
Thank you. Jeff, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Take care, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
Coming up next, one here for the people. 410-583-1057. Justin Tucker, no longer a Raven. Your thoughts on the release next here on The Fan.